1981. As the year began, Corvettes were slated to be built in both St. Louis and a new facility in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The first Kentucky-built unit rolled off the line in June, while its St. Louis manufacture was phased out in August. Conversion of the painting process was being overhauled. St. Louis-built units were mostly solid colors using traditional lacquers. Bowling Green, on the other hand, built two-tone units using a new enamel-type paint with clear-coat finishes. There were no engine options offered in 1981, since the 350-cubic-inch block was certified for sale in California and was available throughout the United States with both four-speed manual and automatic transmissions. Chevrolet's computer command control used on California-sold units became standard equipment on all models. The system automatically adjusted engine timing and air-fuel mixture. Weight reduction remained a key design factor. For Corvettes with automatic transmissions and standard suspensions, a fiberglass-reinforced monoleaf rear spring was introduced. Weighing only 8 pounds, it replaced a 44-pound steel spring assembly. And all 1981 valve covers were magnesium for even greater weight savings. A six-way power adjustable seat on the driver's side became available for the first time, but not for the passenger, and the anti-theft alarm system was improved through the addition of an ignition interrupt to prevent engine startup. Production levels remained about the same during the manufacturing phase-over to Bowling Green. Of the total 40,606 units built, 8,995 came from Kentucky facility.